Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe and today we're going to be talking about rest days. I apologise for the sound this week. Someone who is on school holidays wrapped my mic around the bottom of my swivel chair and it's no longer working, so I'll have to try and sort something out for next week. But for now, we just have to use the computer mic, which is not anywhere near as good. I think the interesting thing about rest days is that in the beginning, when you are starting out, you are so psyched for rest days, and then probably as you get further along, they can almost be hard to deal with because it's that break in routine, and once you break the routine then it can be hard to get back into the swing of things. So it is a kind of evolving thing as to how you approach rest days, but it is something that's good to take a look at in terms of your overall recovery and how you're traveling and how it's sort of impacting on your training and everything else. The purpose of rest days is to allow that recovery process to happen, and that's going to be different for everyone, with the idea being that you don't want to, like, let's say that you do sprints or intervals or a tempo run on Tuesday and then you've got your next session on Thursday or Friday, you don't want to be carrying fatigue from that session into the next session. And if you are, then you probably need more rest because you're not going to be able to get what you need to get out of that next session. Which is why a lot of the time you'll see people do, like, they do like a quality session, which might be intervals or far leg or tempo or anything that is above an easy effort. And then they're going to have like a day of just easy stuff before they then go into another session that's either intervals or a long run or something that's a bit more demanding. And I think the key thing is that volume takes time to build in. Like, you might see people who are running who have one rest day a week, but chances are they've been running for a really long time and they've worked their way into it. So when I started, I would be doing 3 days a week and all easy, although it did not feel easy at the time, but I was aiming for that sort of aerobic effort. So I wasn't doing sprints or anything like that. It was just me getting through about an hour on the treadmill at the gym. So, and over time I was able to increase that to 4 days, and I probably stayed at 4 days for, I would say, probably about a year. And then when I was a couple years into it, I was able to take it up to 5. And it's important to know that the reason why I keep adding in more days is because I like it, not because I feel like I have to. So there's no sort of overarching thing where you have to increase the number of days. If you like doing 3 days, you stick with 3 days. But I enjoy it as a start to my day, so that's why I was adding into my schedule. And when I was doing 5 days, I started going to CrossFit as well. But when I was doing that, I would never run after CrossFit. And that, I do that now, but that is something that it took a whole lot of time to build into. And, you know, now I find that like quite a relaxing thing to do after CrossFit, and just sort of I find that I get good recovery that way, but it is not something that I jump straight into. And now I'm probably at the stage where I'm comfortable with training 6 days a week with one rest day, but that will also tend to kind of, it's a pretty flexible thing because you do have to take in information that your body is giving you and just sort of assess as you go, which can be complicated when you are sort of, you're looking at your week or you're going, oh, you know, like maybe I need another rest day, and that miraculously combines with this session that you really are a bit intimidated by and don't want to do, and, you know, you're trying to work out, do I really need an extra rest day, or am I just trying to avoid this thing that I don't want to do? So it's good to have some sort of sense of what are objective things that I can pay attention to that are going to mean that I do actually need more downtime. And they can be simple things. They can be like, I am still really, really sore from the session I did 2 days ago. And so if that that might mean that, you know, today I'm just going to do an easy session instead, or have an extra rest day because I'm not going to be able to get the most out of myself and I'm still really sore like this. From a physical point of view, soreness doesn't actually stop you from performing at a high level with running, but mentally it can come into it and it can just sort of reduce how you feel about it, how confident you are. And also it's just an indicator that you worked pretty hard and your body is still recovering from that effort. So the next thing to look at is, how fatigued are you? If you are waking up after a decent night's sleep and you are still tired, then that is a sign that you aren't well recovered and you want to incorporate another rest day into your week as well. Other things that can tip you off is if you are just like eating nonstop, that is also a sign that your body is craving that because it's not fully recovered. So having a really insatiable appetite is a sign that you need more recovery, and also conversely, loss of appetite also tends to indicate the same thing. If you do have a watch that measures your resting heart rate, that can be help to be another indicator. It's not causal. I don't like to pay, you know, to give it, you know, it's not like 100% thing, but you can see trends with your resting heart rate. And if it keeps going up and not coming down, then that's also an indication that your body is in need of more recovery because your heart rate's just that little bit more elevated than what it would normally be. Another thing to be aware of is if your immune system is slow to respond, then that can also be an indication that you are in need of more recovery. And it's important to keep in mind that immune system isn't so much about how often you get sick, but how you bounce back from that. So that is something to be aware of. And that can be a hard one to judge, because after you do an intense session, you have this temporary decrease in the immune system anyway. So runners are more likely to get respiratory infections than anyone else. So, you know, like how you judge how you're responding can be pretty confusing at best. But you will have a sense of, like, normally it takes me this amount of time to get over this cold and it's taking me a lot longer and I'm feeling more fatigued by it and it's just knocking me around a lot more than it should. Another red flag is if you start getting slower through your sessions. You know, like, paces are going to go up and down anyway. There are a gazillion variables, but you can see trends. And if your easy runs are getting slower and slower and your fast stuff is getting slower and slower, it's just an indication that your body is not recovered and it needs more. Because basically how that works is you apply a fitness stimulus of some kind, whether that's a run, sprints, whatever it is, and your body responds with fatigue. And then your body compensates for that fatigue, but it overcompensates. So it then elevates your level of fitness to the point where it would be able to cope with that a whole lot better. But that overcompensation only happens if you recover. If you don't recover, it never happens and you never adapt. So the most important thing, if you are feeling like you are slow to respond to training, the first thing you should look at is sleep and rest days before you even get into any of the programming stuff. And I think how you treat those rest days also depends on how many you have of them. So if you're going with one rest day a week because you've had a few years to build in that kind of volume and it's something that your body is comfortable with, then that's probably not the kind of thing where you go, oh, I'll just go on a hike on my rest day, or, you know, I will go and do 2 hours of swimming or whatever it is. Chances are you are having a rest day once a week, then that is more like a pure rest day and not like an active rest day. If you're having more rest days through the week, then you probably have a little bit more flexibility with that, and you can go, today I'm going to get out and go for a nice long walk in the morning, or I'm going to do some yoga and some stretching in the afternoon, or all of those things that are really, really sort of gentle, but it's still quite active. I think the other part of rest days too is that it's not just about physical recovery, it's about mental recovery. So how you are coping with challenging sessions, with the distance, with, you know, getting everything done that you want to get done. Oftentimes, if you are not having enough rest days within that, it starts to feel laborious and you start to struggle with it more than what you probably should. And that can also be an indication that you need like a bit of a mental break. And I find for me, that's usually like, it's not just then about rest days, but it's also about those kinds of the way the programming is, where, you know, like I would have like a hard week, I would have a moderate week, I might have another hard week, and then I'll have like a recovery week. And you want to sort of like incorporate not only just the rest days into each week, but also recovery periods. You know, it's going to vary person to person and what your load is, but it's common to have a recovery week in between every 3 to 5 weeks. And I think if you can, focusing on a few things on your rest day can help to, you know, just help you get the most out of your recovery. So, you know, that might be having it be on a day where you can sleep until you wake up and you're not having to sort of wake up to an alarm or get through a gazillion things that day with work or whatever it is. It might also be picking a day where you can also go tech-free for a portion of the day. So you aren't just having sort of a break from training, you're having a bit of a mental break as well. And it can be the kind of thing where you choose to have it be like more of a self-care day than maybe what you get a chance for when you are, you know, trying to fit in training and everything else into your week. And it's just good to keep in mind with rest days that the goal of training for the most part is to do the minimum amount of stuff that will get you the result that you want. So it's good to sort of look at it and go, am I doing this to just add more and more because it gives my ego a boost? Or is there a purpose to what I'm doing? And that can then go into how you make decisions about what other training you're doing. So, you know, if I come across sprints in CrossFit, am I served by sprinting at CrossFit, or is it just because I want to sprint because they're better at me at literally everything else and it's the only thing I'm good at? But it might not really work within the scope of my training week. And so learning to make decisions that are good for training and good for recovery, and keep in mind how you are going to balance your week out. And it's also great to then have a knowledge of, like, when you do have breaks in training, like whether it's you got sick or it was just like a crazy week and you couldn't get to like half of the things that you wanted to do, let alone go for a run, that you aren't losing fitness there. And your body's probably having really awesome recovery, and that when you get back to it, you'll probably feel even better than what you did before. So just taking that out of the potential things that could stress you out is a very good thing. You really don't start losing fitness in things until you've not been doing them for 3 weeks. So it's definitely a concern with long-term injuries. Then that's something that you might want to kind of work around and go, okay, you know, if I can't do this, what are the ways I can help to maintain some of my fitness while this is happening? But also keep in mind the long-term fitness is there and it's staying there and not going anywhere. So looking at it from taking the positives out of all of those rest and recovery periods rather than letting it take you to a negative place of what you're missing out on. And similarly, how it's great to look at your rehab and strengthening and prehab and all of that sort of stuff as an integral part of your training. It's also really good to start taking that approach with rest days as well, that they're not this kind of inconvenient obstacle that you kind of have to do in the middle of training, that they are actually almost the most integral part of the whole thing. Without them, nothing works. And you do want to have a bit more of an intuitive relationship with rest days and recovery than just I run this many days a week and I rest this many days a week. This week I had, didn't feel sick, but I didn't feel well, and I was a bit sort of like pre-migraine-y. Like I can, don't really get migraines that much anymore, but I can kind of, when they're coming, I can sense it because I get a bit sensitive to light. Like I don't want to look directly at light, and that's usually like a red flag. It's like, it's on its way. And so that happened, and the next day I was due to run sprints, and I didn't feel like I couldn't, but I was like, it's going to lower my immune system and then maybe I'll get sick and then maybe, it's going to impact the whole week. So it's like, I'm just not going to go. Like, I'm just going to take the extra rest. Hopefully I'll get, a really nice amount of sleep and I'll feel better in the morning. I didn't feel like 100% better actually, but it's good to sort of take that approach and not kind of like fall into the trap of more is more is more. And so let the rest days have their place in your structure and let them support you to make the decisions you need to make about your training, and don't allow any of that like potential sort of like guilt or, fear that you're not doing enough, because chances are you're probably doing more than enough. And you can just enjoy the days when you're sleeping in and you're just like on the couch or, just having a fun day with the kids or whatever it is that you are doing on your rest days, and not have it become this obsessive thing where you feel like you are somehow falling short on any day that you're not doing something. So that's it for this week. My kids are glaring at me through the office glass door to get going. I will be back next week and hopefully with my audio situation worked out. I'll speak to you then. Bye.